The perfection of mental stabilization. Mental stabilization, or concentration, is a mind whose nature is to be single-pointedly placed on a virtuous object, and whose function is to prevent distraction. Any concentration practiced with bodhicitta motivation is a perfection of mental stabilization. For ordinary beings, concentration functions mainly by means of mental awareness. Our sense awarenesses can be held and remain single-pointedly on their objects, but these are not concentrations. For example, when our eye awareness stares single-pointedly at a candle, or our ear awareness becomes absorbed in a piece of music, we are not practicing concentration. To improve our concentration, so that we attain the 9 mental abidings and eventually tranquil abiding, it is necessary for our mind to gather within and dwell upon its object single-pointedly. To accomplish this, we must take as our main object of concentration a generic image or mental image that appears to the mental awareness. Eventually, through the power of concentration, the generic image is worn away, and the object is perceived directly. There are many benefits from training in concentration. When the mind is stilled by concentration, the delusions subside, and the mind becomes extremely lucid. At the moment, our minds are intractable, refusing to cooperate with our virtuous intentions. But concentration melts the tension in our body and mind and makes them supple, comfortable, and easy to work with. It is difficult for a distracted mind to become sufficiently acquainted with its object to induce spontaneous realizations, because it feels as if the mind is here and the object there. A concentrated mind, however, enters into its object and mixes with it, and as a result, realizations of the stages of the path are quickly attained. Mental stabilization can be used for either mundane or supramundane purposes. The highest planes within samsara are entered by refining the mind through the practice of concentration. Samsara has 3 levels: the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. The 3 lower realms, the human realm, the demigod realm, and the lowest level of the god realm, are all included within the desire realm. The god realm is divided into 3 levels: the realm of the desire realm gods, the realm of the form realm gods, and the realm of the formless realm gods. The only way to attain rebirth as a form realm god or a formless realm god is to train in mental stabilization. Once a meditator has attained tranquil abiding, he can, if he wishes, go on to attain rebirth in the form and formless realms. He begins by contemplating the gross and painful nature of the desire realm and the relative peace, purity, and subtlety of the form realm. Gradually, he abandons the delusions pertaining to the desire realm, principally sensual desire and all forms of anger, so that in his next life he can be reborn as a god of the form realm. If the meditator continues to refine his mind, he will gradually ascend to progressively more and more subtle levels of concentration, until eventually he attains the concentration of the peak of samsara. With this concentration, he can be reborn in the peak of samsara, the highest level of the formless realm, and the highest attainment within samsara. Such a rebirth is attained mainly through the force of concentration, without the wisdom realizing emptiness. Some non-Buddhists mistakenly believe this to be a state of liberation. But although at this stage gross delusions have been suppressed, very subtle delusions still have not been eliminated, and so eventually the grosser delusions will arise, and once again the meditator will have to descend to lower states. Only a direct realization of emptiness has the power to cut the continuum of self-grasping, the root of all delusions, and thereby release us from samsara altogether. Therefore, from the beginning, we should train in tranquil abiding with the motivation of renunciation and bodhicitta, so that we can overcome self-grasping together with its imprints and attain great liberation. In earlier times, it was fairly easy to attain tranquil abiding and the form and formless realm absorptions. But nowadays, as our merit decreases, our delusions grow stronger and distractions abound, these attainments are much more difficult. Therefore, we need to prepare well, especially by overcoming desirous attachment, and then be willing to practice steadily for a long time before we can attain higher levels of concentration. In the course of mastering the concentrations of the form and formless realms, we attain clairvoyance and other miracle powers. Although these have little meaning in themselves, they can be used by bodhisattvas to enhance their ability to help others. For example, although we may have very good intentions, sometimes, through not knowing others' minds, we misjudge a situation, and our actions prove to be more of a hindrance than a help. Such problems can be overcome by developing a clairvoyance that knows others' minds. However, we should not strive to attain clairvoyance and miracle powers simply for our own sake. If we have taken bodhisattva vows, we should have a strong interest in improving our concentration only as a means of fulfilling our wish to benefit others.